Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, it's Double G. This is not really an episode of the Double G Show, but I just did so. I made it the Double G Show because I have two guys on who are going to help me with some announcements about their shows. We've got Kevin Ely and Paul Fontaine. Kevin Ely, of course, the host of The Boom. What's up, Kevin?
What's up? Hello. Long time to listen to everybody.
You know, we haven't heard your voice in a little while. You chimed in on the Dynamite Show recently.
And then Paul Fontaine. Hitter these days.
Yeah. Paul Fontaine from the Dynamite Show and In the Clinch. What is up, Paul?
Hey, yo.
You just watched the Scott Hall documentary.
I did.
I see. So why are we all here together on this short show? Well, I think folks who are listening to this have realized that we haven't had any brand new episodes of The Boom. If you've been following Kevin in the Discord and The Boom channel, he mentioned why that was the case. And also, we haven't had shows of late of In the Clinch with Paul and Ryan. So we're just going to update everybody on what's going on. I think we found a solution for The Boom somewhat. In the clinch, we'll talk about in a second. But Kevin, I had asked you if you were interested in using The Boom as an AEW like pay-per-view post show, because it is still impossible to do the show weekly as you and Peppermint Fatty James B. McDaniel had once done it. And yep, it sounds like that we're going to try and do that for The Boom.
Yeah, I'm stoked about it. I was very sad because not just for, you know, the things that came up that kept us from doing a weekly show, but it just got really hard to even keep up for me with the weekly shows. I felt like I wasn't really pulling my weight around here. So I appreciate the opportunity to stay involved and it's great, because I get to talk about the best programming that AEW does, which is
the pay-per-view.
So I'm almost never going to have to talk about a bad show.
Just want to mention to folks, you know, if you see at Peppermint Fatty on Twitter, give him a shout out, see how he's doing. I think he's still dealing with his health stuff. And, you know, if James says, "Hey guys, I'm ready to come back," he has an open invite to do whatever he wants.
Absolutely.
Really with us. And so we're just kind of, you know, we're kind of keeping it warm for James and just allowing him the freedom and the space that he needs to get healthy and to do all that stuff. So The Boom will be the AEW pay-per-view post show from here on out. At least we get to keep the branding on that show going. I like that. And look, I've always mentioned, you know, to folks, when you do a show, like, you guys have been doing that show for quite a long time. I never counted the number of episodes you guys did, but it was a bunch. And, you know, I don't know if this is still the case, but I remember a couple years ago when I was looking into, you know, what's like the average start of a podcast, and a lot of times people get to like 10 and then they're done, because it's just, you can't keep the momentum. And so The Boom lasted a long time, and I was very proud of that show. And I'm glad that we can keep doing it. We can keep Kevin in the mix, and you get to hear that that sultry tone of Kevin Neely's voice.
That's because I have to be quiet for my family, so I speak really close to the mic. It makes me sound better.
Man, you get a good mic too. All right, Paul, let's talk about In the Clinch. The MMA show. I mean, the MMA show goes back even further than the Boom. You and Ryan have been doing that show for quite a long time. And I know Ryan is similarly dealing with some outside things that he's kind of having to prioritize, which makes it hard for you guys to record. And I understand that show is going to be on hiatus still for the time being.
Yeah, at least we're not officially closing the shop yet. Ryan, I talked to him today, and he's hoping to be able to do it again. But right now, just like you said, with things that are going on in his life, it's not really possible. He still does, you know, he still covers UFC for The Observer, and he does the UFC post shows. But those are pretty event specific. And Ryan puts a lot of work into these shows.
Yeah.
You know, I do too, but he puts a lot more. And, you know, like without Ryan, the show wouldn't be what it was. And we did that show for well over 3 years, you know, and so he, you know, he's probably putting in like 15, 20 hours a week of work, you know, on that. And we do this for the love of the game, you know, kind of thing. We're not doing it as a job. So for him, you know, like that's a lot. And then with all the stuff he's got going on in his life, and he works a full-time job, and, you know, it's tough. So, you know, we're talked about a few different ideas, I'm sure you'll talk about what we're going to do to make sure that we're not, you know, the Fight Game Media Network is not completely ignoring the world of MMA, because there's a pretty big show coming up.
Yes. UFC 300 is coming, and unfortunately, you know what it sucks is I'm actually going to be out of town for the pay-per-view because I'm going on vacation with the family, and so I can't even help Big Dave cover that show. I've let Brian Alvarez know, so he may have to watch a show.
Poor guy.
And you know, I think he's just out of it. You know, he's just kind of out of the rhythm of watching UFC. So what I would like to do with you, Paul, is I would like to record somewhat of a preview. And I know you like the betting aspect of it, the ROI aspect. And for kicks, maybe even do a little review of the Conor McGregor movie debut.
Oh, yeah.
In Roadhouse.
So yeah, I watched that this week. And yeah, and I'm still keeping up with MMA. You know, I'm one of the few people whose you know, tweets get up on the screen on the ESPN broadcast. So I kind of want to keep that going. And, you know, for whatever that's worth, it's something. I get followers every single time. So
yeah, I do miss the fight part of this website. So you know, we'll try and do some preview stuff for big UFC shows or any sort of news that comes out. We'll try and do some stuff. And also, I do want to bring back Carlos Toro and do some similar event stuff with the boxing as well. Because when Robert left the network, and you know, Robert is still doing stuff on his own. So you can check out Robert on Twitter. He's still doing tons and tons of content. But we lost the boxing stuff. So you know, I need to follow up with Carlos as well, and we need to keep the boxing and the MMA aspect of this, because you know, we got the wrestling covered. So thanks guys. So I just wanted to make sure that listeners were aware of what we were doing. And you know, we didn't just do the can we still say Irish goodbye, or is that like racist now?
I don't even know what that means.
I just said it a couple of weeks ago.
When I was still kind of on the single scene, an Irish goodbye would be if someone peaced out without telling anybody, so they didn't have to actually
just disappear
goodbyes
from the party. Yeah,
you just leave. So
the exact opposite of what Conor McGregor would do. Everyone would know.
It's funny because the only time that James and I have ever been together in person was a double double or nothing in 22, and he did the Irish goodbye. He just disappeared.
Yes.
You know, gone.
I get it though, because for some people, like the goodbye part is really hard. Yeah. Like there's some emotion there. You may have to say goodbye to a bunch of people. You may have to give some hugs. And also just the idea that you just had a lot of fun and you all have to leave and you're not going to have fun anymore. And sometimes,
and that was the first time we'd all seen each other in years. So it was hard saying goodbye.
Yeah. No, but it was awesome that we all did get to see each other though.
Yeah.
That was really cool. All right. Thank you guys for taking time out of your evening. I said it was going to be less than 20 minutes. It was even less than that. It is we're just clocking at under 10, but we didn't need any more. So Paul, you and I will sync up sometime in the near future to preview UFC 300 and talk about give the movie review, and then Kevin, you know, we got Dynasty coming up in about 3.5 weeks, and so as long as you have the time, we'll have you hosting the post show, which will stream live on the YouTube, and then the audio will be up on the podcast feed.
Yeah, I'll be recruiting guest hosts in the next few weeks, I think.
Awesome.
Awesome. All right, guys. So thanks all. Quickie. But for Paul and for Kevin, I am Double G. We will see you when we see you. Peace out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.